Welcome to another edition of the Gold Nose Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a Florida State fan for Florida State fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is November 20th, 2020. I got about five different segments here for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. First and foremost, congratulations to the Florida State basketball program for having several players drafted Wednesday night. The basketball program has surpassed the football program in terms of eliteness, if that's a word. So I don't want to get too in-depth with basketball. When I first started this podcast, it was mainly going to be around the football program. A couple of months in, I wanted to do a whole bunch of different things with Florida State athletics, but my niche is football. I'm a basketball fan, and really, I pull for anything Florida State, but, you know, my thing is football. I'm just going to be honest. I got drawn to Florida State because of football, and then later on basketball when Charlie Ward was in his heyday with Bobby Sura and Doug Edwards and Sam Cassell and all them guys. And so football first, basketball second. Sometimes they'll show some Florida State baseball or and other stuff, and I watch it, but I don't actively watch other sports with Florida State. But when I see something as significant as the draft Wednesday night, I will say something. So I just wanted to throw that in. So leading off today's show with this question, who will be the starter against Clemson at quarterback? You know, because Chuba Purdy is out with the collarbone thing. And we found out about this, Wednesday? And, you know, with this podcast, I don't try to, like, break news or, you know, be the first one or try to be the first one to say stuff on their podcast. Look, I get my stuff from the internet. So sometimes I do get information from other podcasts, other Florida State news outlets, and I just wait a couple of days to say something about it because I'm not in competition with those guys. You know, I just do this for fun. I'm not trying to be anything other than just a fan sitting in his bedroom talking about his favorite team. That's all I'm trying to do. That's it. So let's just never get it confused, because early on in this podcast, I got some heat from some other podcasts and other people that do Florida State stuff. I got a little bit of heat. And I just had to let them know I don't care what y'all do. I'm not in competition with y'all. So I just want to put that out there. I'm just a guy talking about his favorite team. I don't have any YouTube aspirations. I don't have any Joe Rogan podcast aspirations. Like, Joe Rogan is like the elite of elite when it comes to podcasting. I'm not trying to chase him. Just a guy talking about his favorite team. So now that we got all that crap out the way, does it really matter who the starter is? Obviously, Chuba Purdy gives you the best combination of passer and athleticism as a true freshman. Okay. Obviously, he does. Jordan Travis is limited as a passer, but his athleticism is off the charts. Tate Rodemaker has a tremendous arm, but he is limited athletically. So, But at the end of the day, I really don't think it makes a difference for Florida State to even remotely be in this game. God himself will have to come down and assume the bodies of these players. So I'm joking. For Florida State to be in this game, they will have to do a lot of unorthodox football. Trick plays, flea flickers, some punt blocks, some onside kicks. You're not just going to – this team right now is not just going to line up and play with Clemson. We're not Notre Dame. We don't have that offensive line. Okay? Notre Dame's defense is not elite, but they play good enough to help Notre Dame win games. And why do they play good enough? Because they have a elite offensive line that keeps them on the sideline. Notre Dame runs the football. Thus, their defense gets tons of rest. So they can get three and outs and spots. Now, at the end of the day, they still gave up 40 points to Clemson. But they got just enough rest to make some stops. And that's how you beat Clemson. Because they're so talented. They're so good. They're so well coached. They're so well conditioned that it's very few teams year after year that's going to line up and play with Clemson. And kudos to Dabo Swinney for building that program the way he built it. It's a machine. And I'm always going to keep it real, man. I'm always going to keep it real on this podcast. I may hate a team, but I'm going to give them props when props are due. Okay, I don't hate Clemson. These are the teams that I hate. First and foremost, the Florida Gators. All right. Next, the Oklahoma Sooners and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Those are the only three teams that I just despise. But I will pull for Oklahoma and Ohio State when they play Florida. And I will pull for anybody else that play the latter two. So that's it. Those are the only teams. I don't hate Miami. There have been some players that have came from Miami that I absolutely love, man. Ed Reed, Sean Taylor, Ray Lewis, Michael Barrow, Jesse Armstead, Warren Sapp, Jerome Brown, Willis McGahee, Clinton Portis, Edgerrin James, and there's probably some other guys, Santana Moss, Reggie Wayne, Michael Irvin. I mean, there's been some Miami guys that I have loved, dog. I'm just gonna tell you, okay? But there's some Florida guys that I respect tremendously. I forget the receiver, the crazy receiver they had maybe 10, 15 years ago from Virginia. I can't even think of his name, man, but Javon Curse, Emmett Smith, I hated Tebow. But, and I've gotten off on a tangent, I'm sorry. But this whole thing was about who's going to be the quarterback against Clemson. And then I just got off on a tangent. I do that sometimes. I got to reel myself back in. It doesn't matter who the starting quarterback is. Okay? We're going to lose. We're going to lose big. Florida State, if there was ever a game on this schedule where Florida State just, the players just said, forget everything. We're just going to go out here and just play out of our minds. This would be the game. Because they've pretty much laid down for everybody. In the first half against Jacksonville State, they laid down. In the second half against North Carolina, they laid down. The only reason why Florida State won that game is because the running back dropped that pass at the end of the game. If he would have caught that pass, we would be like 1-8 right now, or 1-7. So, you know, I make no excuses for Norvell. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, he's got the youngest team in the country. When he started the season, he didn't. He's got the youngest team in the country because he's purged a lot of veteran players, and rightfully so. But like I said, in the words of Kurt Herbstreit a few days ago, you pretty much had to take this thing down to ground zero and try to build it back up. Now, I don't think Norvell should be fired because this rock bottom conclusion had to happen. This had to happen. Now you can build this program back the way it should be. And we you know, that's what we all want. My thing with Chubba Purdy is that I'm assuming that he had some kind of screw in the collarbone or something. I don't know. He just said hardware. I think it was something that was holding the collarbone together. So I'm assuming on this, you should have just waited and played Rotomaker. Because, I mean, I think he just has such an affinity for Rotomaker. I mean, Purdy, that he just wanted to get him out there. But no guy on this roster has really set himself apart as far as a starting quarterback. And I think if we can hold on to Altemeier, he's got a chance. I think Altemeier is going to be an early enrollee. And we'll see. Man, we 12 minutes in and I'm still on the first segment. That tangent really messed me up. All right, so it doesn't matter who the starting quarterback is against Clemson. We're going to lose. Next segment. Can this team recapture the North Carolina game magic times 10? Maybe. I don't think it'll be enough, though. excuse me. I don't think it'll be enough. I think that Trevor Lawrence is licking his chops. I think that the Clemson football team is licking their chops. They've been off for 2 weeks. They've been stewing. And then you've got a lamb coming for the, you know, is one lamb and like 85 wolves waiting to eat. And, you know, it just isn't a good time to catch Clemson, guys. You know, I can only imagine what Dabo Sweeney's been saying the last 2 weeks. I can only imagine. And this isn't a good time to catch Clemson. They're going to, they're gonna send a message. So I expect 42 to 56 points. Anywhere in between there in the first half, and I think Dabo is going to pull his guys. But the first two quarters, all gas, no brakes. And it's just going to be an avalanche. And you know, the defensive coordinator for our team has basically shown you that he can't make adjustments within the game. If he's not shown you anything else, no adjustments have worked. And I just can't believe that the players are, you know, that undisciplined that they can't understand adjustments. Some of this falls on the defensive coordinator to just making bad adjustments or making no adjustments. So let me know what you think about that segment. Pundits, next segment, pundits are saying the run defense has improved. I don't see it. And you'll see in this next game if run defense hasn't improved. Run defense has not improved. ETN will go for at least 175. At least. And a couple of scores. Three scores. 175 and three scores in the first half. And they'll pull them. So, run defense has not improved. Okay? NC State really didn't run the ball because they didn't have to. Bailey Hockman was picking you apart. You know, you virtually had the same wide receiver running wide open down the field. And I just, no. Run defense has not improved. Okay? Wishful thinking. Whoever wrote that article. Wishful thinking. All right? So, no need to spend a lot of time on that. Next segment. If everything goes right, can this be a short rebuild? Yes. It can be a short rebuild. But like I've been saying for several episodes here, the basic building block of football is offensive and defensive lines. You got to shore up. You got to have elite play. Definitely on one, if not both. And if I'm picking elite play on one side or the other, it's going to be offensive line. Because if I can run the football and keep my defense well rested on the sidelines, I'm probably going to win a championship. Because history has shown that when you can run the football and give your defense a lot of rest, they can get more three and outs. And that's really it. You've got the quarterbacks. You're set at every other position on this team except for offensive and defensive lines. And you can't rebuild that in one recruiting class. Not at Florida State. Not right now. You know, maybe at Alabama or Clemson or Ohio State, you know, schools that have elite facilities and money and all that stuff, which Florida State currently doesn't have. But it can be a short rebuild. 2 years, this 2021 and 2022. So let me know what you think about that segment. The Clemson game will be a beatdown. I'm predicting 70-3. Like I said, I think they're going to send a message. They want to be in the playoff. They got to win out to be in the playoff. And they're not going to play around with Florida State. So I think Trevor Lawrence is going to come back in a big way. I think ETN is going to – he's probably heated after that fumble. He's going to come back in a big way. And the defense is going to put on the show. I'm just keep it being real. A lot of Florida State fans don't want to hear this. I'm a diehard Florida State fan. I'm not a Clemson fan. But I'm going to keep it real. And that's pretty much it. So no need to overanalyze that. So that pretty much concludes the show. Thank you for listening. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. Please wear a mask. Please social distance. Please be aware of your surroundings. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. Please do your research on vitamins. And as always, go Noles.